news this morning that a man has been shot dead on the outskirts of Cumber. It's understood the victim is 36 years of age. His body was found in a car at the Ballydrain Road. Police have launched a murder inquiry. Our reporter Lisa McAllister is at the scene. Lisa, what can you see?
Good morning, Stephen. Yes, I'm here on the Ballydrain Road. You can imagine the scene here, a very rural area, very picturesque, but in the middle of the road, two police cars and a number of officers stopping people from carrying on down the road because that's where this shooting happened last night. Sometime between 8 o'clock and 9:15 last night, 36-year-old victim was shot dead in a car. We understand a number of vehicles were seen speeding away from the area towards Lisbain, and it's obviously very early in the investigation, so we've got very few details on the victim, but local Ulster Unionist MLA Mike Nesbitt is with me. Michael, you've been talking to local people this morning. What's the sense here today?
Well, first of all, it is shock, and it is also, like yourself, like Stephen, a search for an explanation. One of my best friends, I was actually at school with him, lives just about half a mile behind us, heading back towards Cumber. I spoke to him a little while ago, but he said he didn't hear anything last night. The first he knew of it was this morning when he woke up and put on his radio. But, you know, it is such a quiet rural area, and which is the attraction for the likes of Jim, you know, that it is very shocking. And, you know, I understand that the natural human instinct and the journalistic instinct is to say we now have to get an explanation for this. But whatever the explanation is, it doesn't excuse it. It's a murder, and no murder is right. And, you know, my focus has to be on the fact that this man has family, this man has friends, and this man has neighbours who will all be in shock, who will all be to some extent traumatised, and while they too will want the explanation, what they won't want is speculation, which will just add to the grief.
That's the key thing here, really. There is a family somewhere in Northern Ireland this morning who is trying to come to terms with the murder of a loved one.
Yeah, these things happen so suddenly. And, you know, if you think back, you know, this takes me right back to the height of the Troubles, where journalists were forever on country roads like this, standing at the white tape with the police on the other side, trying to exchange information, trying to get a sense of you know, why what had happened, but fundamentally what had happened was always the most incredibly sudden and brutal thing that happens in life, which is murder.
Do you feel that there will be real fear within the local community here?
Well, I think what you know I can do, more importantly probably what the police can do, is go around and start knocking doors on the Ballydrain Road and in the vicinity, and just make sure that they're saying hello to people, to say that they recognise that the people are there, that they have been shocked, that they are perhaps traumatised, and you know, and then the churches have a role to play and the community has a role to play, just to make sure everybody keeps an eye on each other, because everybody is an individual and therefore will react differently when they hear this news. And you know, you're looking at some of the cars going past at the moment, some of the residents on their way up to Cumber and maybe up to Belfast to work. Very, very sombre faces this morning, Lisa.
It is. It's really, because, as we both said, it is such a rural community, such a peaceful community. You can hear the birds this morning, and it's the fact that peace has been shattered, really, will shock people the most.
Yeah, it's a bit like, you know, having a jigsaw with 10 parts and the 10th part doesn't fit. You know, you wake up this morning, your house is the same, the road's the same, you know, the breeze is coming through the trees the same as ever. As you say, the birds are singing the same songs, but you know, you put on your radio and they're talking about you, they're talking about your road, or you look out your window and they see you, they see me, they see the police cars, they see the white tape, and it doesn't compute, and it takes a while for people to understand that this has happened in their area and to some extent will impact upon them.
The police obviously will be carrying out a detailed examination of the scene, and they're appealing for information for those cars that were seen speeding away from the Ballydrain Road towards Lisbain sometime between 8 o'clock and 9:15 last night. But is there an appeal you would add to that, Mike, to the local community?
Well, I would just say anybody, whether they were passing or whether they're residents who has seen something, if they could come forward to the police, or, and I would think it would be unlikely in this area, if they're uncomfortable with that, you know, go to somebody in their church, or go to somebody like myself, some civic representative, whatever. But let's make sure we get this information out, because what we don't want is a second murder. We don't want to be waking up tomorrow and coming back here because there's been something else happening.
Mike, thank you. Obviously, if there are any more updates from the scene here throughout the programme, we will bring them to you.
OK, Lisa, thank you very much indeed.